Oh, how would you describe it? You know, the Chinese situation, what do they want?
The Chinese dictators, well, they want American capitalism, the money dogs, the Wall Street, that's what they want.
That's not right. What those dudes wanted was, they wanted to change their own nature.
I was talking to some leftists and liberals at the LA Weekly, real liberals, LA Weekly, JLM's at Jay said, well, what those Chinese students want, after all, they just want Cadillacs. Goddamn right, Jay. They want Cadillacs, they want VWs, they want surfboards, they want soap, they want blue jeans, they want meat. They want the fucking option to decide how to live their life. They want to select their majors. That's what the whole movement of post-industrial, information age, movement of individualism is not to mean communism or capitalism, but fundamentalist Islamic Christianity. People want to have the choice, the option, deciding how to live their lives. In China, they want to be able to date a girl in public. When you say that this political movement, the aim of which is to choose your religion, has never happened in human history before, now let me demonstrate to why I feel that way. The notion of thinking for yourself, making your own life decision, navigating your own career throughout your life, of choosing your own life, of choosing how you want to dress, of choosing where you want to live, really, that's pretty recent. That's just the notion of progress, in that matter, revolution. Throughout most of human history, the notion of coming for people say, I want to encourage you, young people, to think for yourself, is simply out of the question. In hunter-gatherer society, if I were to go to a New Guinea tribe and say, tribal elders would gather the young people here and want to urge them to think for themselves.
They say, what do you mean to think for yourself? Choose your major. There's only one major, hunter or gatherer, you know. So I can understand that. However, in 1989, in post-industrial America, if you have 50 million Americans on a full moon loony Sunday night at Sunday school praying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. Well, if your Lord and God is a shepherd, I ask you, what does that make you? Everything has changed. God is no longer a big shepherd. God is no longer the Lord in heaven, the ruler of all the mighty things like that. The human being is not a sheep. The human being is not a serf. Now, the human being is a worker or a manager. And in the factory assembly line society that we've all grown up through, you're born in a hospital, you're born in a factory, you're born in a little assembly line, and then you brought home, and then you go off to school, kindergarten, first grade, all the way up, and you're the god of the, and the prophets of the industrial mechanical age are, of course, engineers, and a good human being. The good human being in industrial society is prompt, dependable, reliable, productive, efficient, and of course replaceable. That's part of the assembly line. The average American household watches television 7.4 hours a day. That means that the average American household sits like vegetoid octopus slugs with their eyeballs sucking out all this information and the nose is pressed to an aquarium which is called the television tube. The average American lives on the other side of the television screen in this digital, imaginary, fantastic Disneyland world. It's much more important to him or her than the real world. The average American feels closer to Bill Cosby or to Dan Rather or to Mickey Mouse than to the neighbors next door. It's awesome, it's scary, it's frightening how real these television, matter of fact, I've never seen George Bush. He only exists to me as a cluster of electrons on my screen. Matter of fact, I know Mickey Mouse better than I do George Bush. Because everybody's catching on now that who controls the screen controls society, who controls the screen that you look at controls your mind. The upside of that is you have individually got to control what's on the screens that you look at.